USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
At last night's Democratic presidential debate,
I intend to win South Carolina.
That's Joe Biden referring to that state's primary this Saturday, but some of the other candidates were focusing on November. Here's Mike Bloomberg.
If you keep on going, we will elect Bernie. Bernie will lose to Donald Trump, and Donald Trump and the House and the Senate and some of the state houses will all go red.
Bloomberg referring to Bernie Sanders, who responded,
of the last 50 polls that have been done nationally, Mr. Bloomberg, I beat Trump 47 of those 50 times.
The polls aren't the election.
I beat Trump.
Wall Street still reeling from concerns about the coronavirus and its impact on the global economy. The Dow lost 879 points yesterday. It lost over 1,000 the day before. This is USA Radio News.
If you're thinking about life insurance from low-cost term to business or estate coverage or perhaps a small policy to cover your final expenses, why spend more than you have to? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped hundreds of thousands of folks save a fortune on their life insurance by quickly comparing the rates, features, and financial strength of dozens of top-rated life insurance products right over the phone. Want some examples? A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy a $500,000 10-year level term policy for less than $45 a month. Oh, you say you're 60? No problem. Under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are available. Okay, so you might have some health problems, huh? Lots of us do, but the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find the best affordable policy. To find out how much you can save, call AccuQuote today. 877-439-8830. That's 877-439-8830. 877-439-8830. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
In Los Angeles County, California, an oil refinery is burning after a reported explosion hours ago. Firefighters responding to the scene in Carson late last night. No injuries have been reported so far. Vice President Mike Pence on the road yesterday thanking farmers in Michigan for standing strong during the trade war with China. Speaking to the Farm Bureau's Lansing Legislative Seminar, the former Indiana governor declared that the era of economic surrender to China is over.
Michigan Farm Bureau and farmers across this country stood strong with us as the president imposed strong tariffs on China to bring them forward. The way farmers really stood in the pocket was inspiring.
Today is Ash Wednesday as Catholics around the world mark the beginning of Lent. Many Christians will be going to church to have a priest smear ash on their forehead in the shape of a cross. It symbolizes mourning, penance, and mortality. And this is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Opera star Placido Domingo is apologizing for causing hurt to women who've accused him of sexual misconduct. He sent a statement to the L.A. Times saying he respects that the women finally felt comfortable enough to speak out. He resigned from the L.A. Opera after the allegations were made. The CEO who brought Disney to new heights is leaving that position, as we hear from USA Radio's John Hunt.
Bob Iger has stepped down as CEO of Disney, a move that sent immediate shockwaves throughout the media industry that he helped shape over the last number of years. Iger's move is effective immediately. He'll stay on as executive chairman through December 2021 and continue to direct Disney's content creation, the most important role at the company. Iger was instrumental in guiding Disney through the streaming age and through its acquisition of Fox's entertainment business, a deal worth $52.4 billion when it was announced. Disney went on to acquire Pixar, Marvel, and Lucasfilm.
And a 92-year-old World War II veteran is receiving medals he earned in the line of duty over 70 years ago. New Jersey Congressman Josh Gottheimer secured the medals and visited Navy veteran Thomas Simpson at his assisted living facility to award them to him. He had served in Japan and earned the American Campaign Medal, the Asiatic Pacific Campaign Medal, the World War II Victory Medal, the Honorable Service Discharge Button, and the Ruptured Duck Honorable Service Lapel Pin. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.